这一节我们继续来看以斯拉记。
In this session, we're going to continue our study of the book of Ezra.
接下来我们要看第三章。
I'd like to study chapter 3.
当以色列民从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷，他们在先住在自己的城里安定下来。
After the Israelites returned from the land of Babylon, they settled into their own towns.
第三章就说他们到七月的时候啊，就要开工。
And in chapter 3, it tells us that at the time of the seventh month of the first year after returning, they started their work.
第三章就记载他们开工的情形。
And it tells us how they started the work.
我们看第一节。
Let's turn to verse 1.
说到了七月，以色列人住在各城。那个时候啊，他们如同一人，聚集在耶路撒冷。
Verse 1 reads, When the seventh month came and the Israelites had settled in their towns, the people assembled as one man in Jerusalem.
这个是开工的首要条件。
This is one of the first criteria when one begins work.
大家都住在自己的城里，一切自己的事情呢，大概都已经料理好了。
By this time, the Israelites had settled in their own towns and had taken care of their affairs that they needed to get in order.
所以每个人呢，都没有挂虑，一无挂虑了。
And so they were now free of other concerns.
像主耶稣说的，要跟从我呢，放下一切，没有任何挂虑。
Just like Jesus has instructed us, we must set aside our worldly affairs in order to follow.
当我们想要来服侍主、为主工作的时候，要先把自己的事情呢放下来，一无挂虑。这个是一个。
So it is when we want to work for the Lord today, we must first put aside our own affairs in order to focus on Jesus.
那么他们就可以聚在耶路撒冷啊，如同一人。
And that's how they were able to assemble as one man in Jerusalem.
如果我们还有自己的挂虑带到教会来，可能要如同一人啊，就不大容易。
If we bring our worldly burdens and affairs into the church, then it's hard for us to assemble as one man.
所以要在教会里面如同一人来服侍主啊，那一定要先把自己的放下，没有挂，一点挂虑都没有。
So if we want to come and unite in church, we need to put aside our individual concerns.
比如说我们要买会堂。
For instance, say we want to buy a chapel.
这个是大事情。
This is a big event.
那这个一定要如同一人呢，才会很美哈。
The only way one can complete this successfully is to assemble as one.
但是这个事情不容易啊。
But that's not an easy thing to do.
当然我们要讨论这个事情的时候。
For instance, when you're just discussing the purchase.
我们希望每个人呢，把自己的事情都放下。义无挂虑来参加讨论。
We need to all put aside our own affairs in order to focus on the purchase of a new chapel.
只有想到主，只有想到神的旨意，只有想到教会的需要。
We need to only think about the needs of the church, the needs of God, the needs of Jesus.
完全没有自己私人的考虑。
We should not have our own affairs in mind.
我相信这个事情很快就会有一个很完美的决定。
If we can do this, then the purchase of a chapel will go through very smoothly and quickly.
那我有发现说，为了会堂的事情，不管是盖会堂还是买会堂。
And it doesn't matter whether you're building a church or purchasing a church.
总会有一些瑕疵啊，争吵的事情。
There is always going to be little things that come up.
我看这个是事先这个。功夫啊，没有做好，准备的心啊，没有弄好。
And perhaps that's because the hearts of the people assembled have not been prepared appropriately.
我在一间教会的时候，他们说要买地，要买新的会堂。
I remember one church wanted to buy a piece of land to construct a chapel.
他们曾经一段时间已经 找过很多地方。
For a quite a period of time, they had already looked and for land to buy.
在我去以前，他们也为这个事情啊、大概也吵了很几次，好几次了。
And before I arrived, I remember that they had heated discussions about this on several occasions.
但就都没有成。
But all this was fruitless.
好，那我去的时候，他们又提起来。
When I happened to be there, they again started discussing this.
我说好啊。
I said yes.
就大家来商量。
Well, let's talk about it.
商量的时候呢，就又发生问题了。
And when the discussions began, trouble arose.
哦，那个主张要赶快买的人强烈啊，说就责备那些负责人说，啊，不关心你们都不关心，怎么样啊？这样。
And there were those who wanted really to buy it in a hurry, and they started criticizing the council members.
那我看这个情形。
I saw the situation at hand.
我说时候未到。
I said, the time will arise.
他说，哎，传道你怎么这么说？
And they were shocked that I had said this.
我为什么这么说？
But why did I say this?
我就是根据现在你这讲这个话，说的。
I say this in accordance with what we're talking about today.
所以时候还没有到。
The time is not yet arrived.
一无怨言，没有争论，时候就到。都没有怨言，也没有争论。
The time had not come because certain things had not yet happened.
我是有圣经根据的。
This has much to do with the teachings of the Bible.
现在我们再继续祷告。
But for now, let's continue praying.
等候神的时候来到。
So that we can wait for God's time to come.
结束了。
And so the discussion ended there.
感谢神，就大家就为这个事情继续祷告。
So we thank God everyone did continue to pray for this.
经过没有多久，几个礼拜而已。
Not long afterwards, just a few weeks.
有一个姐妹，她就是专门在做这种这种事情。
There was a sister who happened to be a real estate agent.
他就来告诉我说，现在有一个地方有一块地
And she came to me and said, "Well, there's a piece of land that's for sale."
他说这个看一下，我看，哎，这个地方很合适。
And I looked at this piece of land, and it looks pretty suitable.
那一块地也是不错。
It's not bad.
我就开会。
And so we held another meeting.
在开会的时候，先带大家去看。
And so before the meeting, everyone went to take a look at the piece of land.
看在那个看的地方说，哎呀，这一块怎么样？大家在那里有意见就在那里讲。
And so after inspecting the land, everyone formed their own opinion.
看了之后，大家认为，哎，都很合适。
And after inspecting the land, everyone felt it was pretty good.
那我们就开会。
And so then we started our meeting.
一下就通过了。
And just not long after, it was approved.
就决定了，那就进行了。
And so they decided to buy the land.
很快就买下来。
And it was purchased quickly.
就是时候到了。
At that point, the time had
come. 所以他们说到了七月，哇，这个是时候到了。
So in chapter 3, verse 1, when the seventh month came, that was the right time.
那他们个人自己的事情都安定了。
They had already settled their own affairs.
现在一无挂虑，聚集到耶路撒冷来，如同一人。
Now they could assemble as one man in Jerusalem.
感谢神啊。保罗给教会的勉励就是这样。
Paul encourages the church in a similar fashion.
今天呢，我们在基督里面，在教会里面，无论什么事情，一定要如同一人。
Today, no matter what happens in the church, we need to unite as one person.
那一切的事情呢，神带领。
Because God will guide us.
如果不能如同一人。
But if we cannot be just as one person,
那就很难讲了。
Then I don't know.
那就要看人怎么去做了。
We're going to see how things play out.
我们看腓立比书第二章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
我们知道腓立比教会是相当同心的教会。
We know that the church in Philippi was a united church.
但是保罗还要勉励他们呢，达到这样如同一人的地步。
But despite this, Paul encouraged them to continue to unite as one.
第一节说。
In chapter 2, verse
1. 所以在基督里，若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯呢？你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
And also verse 2, it says, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same purpose, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose.
我也希望说这个目标是我们这一次来大家追求的目标。
This should be our goal of gathering here today.
我们回到教会，在侍奉上一定以这个为我们追求的目标。
We come here today, gather as one, and this should be our goal.
那我们就会看到神在带领我们一切的工作。
If we can do this, then we will see God guiding our every work.
这就如同一人。
Being as one.
那么，这看回来《以斯拉记》第三章。
Let's turn back to Ezra chapter 3.
这个是预备的功夫已经完成了。
They had already prepared to start the work.
所以呢，他们就开始第二节开始说要重建祭坛。
And so in verse 2, it tells how they began to build the altar of God.
首先呢，要把祭坛重建起来。
The altar first needed to be built.
他们早晚呢要献祭。
Because they wanted to worship early and worship late.
那第三节那里有一句话说啊，他们在原来的根基上筑坛，因为啊惧怕邻国的民。
They said that even though they were building the altar, they were still afraid of the peoples around them.
可见这个筑坛这个是信心的建立。
So building the altar.Is dependent on faith.
一定要刚强壮胆啊，你才会得胜的。
Only if you are strong and courageous can you overcome.
要怎么样使众百姓都信心刚强起来，没有惧怕
？How can one strengthen all the people in order that they do not have fear in their hearts?
把祭坛先建起来，来向神献祭，求神帮助。
And that's by first building the altar.To strengthen everyone by worshiping God.
那这个祭坛今天就是我们的祷告。
The altar today is prayer.
所以彼得说我们要祷告，传道为师，祷告，然后才传道。
And so Peter tells us pray constantly, unceasingly, from today to evermore.
这个就是信心的建立。
This is the establishment of faith.
当我们还没有信心的时候，就很难要去。完成神的工作。
If we don't have faith, then it's very hard for us to accomplish the mission of God.
彼得很有信心的，跳到海里头，要走到主耶稣面前去。
Peter had a lot of faith. He jumped into the ocean to walk on the water with Jesus.
虽然开始的时候他有信心跳下海里头去。
Even though he had faith at the outset when he first jumped into the water.
但是呢，他又开始害怕。
But then he began to be afraid.
当开始做的时候就害怕。
As soon as he started taking a few steps, he started becoming fearful.
信心不足。
He did not have a steady faith.
沉下去了。
And he started to sink.
所以就呼救了，抓救。
He said, Lord, Lord, save me.
所以主耶稣才告诉他小信的人为什么疑惑。
And so Jesus asked him, O man of little faith, why are you afraid?
箴言里头也说，我们去作战，如果你心里害怕，你就失去力量。
In Proverbs, it tells us, if you go to war with fear in your heart, then you will lose your strength.
所以就会圣经里头啊说，叫那王要带兵出去作战，你说害怕了回家。
And so in the Old Testament, when the king was leading his troops into battle, the king would ask.The people who were scared to go home.
先走，先回家去。
If you're afraid to die, then leave, go home.
刚刚娶太太的，有挂虑的，也回家。
Those of you who have just recently become married, go home.
有挂虑的，也不能专心。
Because those of you who are concerned about these things, you cannot.
一无挂虑，又不怕死的，走，
those of you who are not afraid, those of you who are not concerned with worldly affairs,
为神征战, 神会带领,
then you can fight for God and God will be with you.
这个是我们今天在服事上很重要要知道。
This is an important concept to have today in our service for God.
所以他们要建立信心。
So these people wanted to build up their faith. First thing they did was build the altar.
那这里说他们在原来的根基上筑坛。
And it tells us that they built the altar in accordance with the way it should be built.
那是让我想到，真耶稣教会啊，要建立起来之前，就是先恢复使徒的圣灵的祷告。
And this reminds us of how today, when the True Jesus Church was first being established, the first thing the church did was return to the prayer of the Apostolic Church.
那真耶稣教会出现最被一般教会或者外人讥笑毁谤的就是圣灵的祷告。
And by the same token, it's this prayer of the True Jesus Church that is most derided by other churches.
但是真耶稣教会啊，他的信心，他的力量就在这个地方建立起来。
Yet it is in prayer that the True Jesus Church has been established.
我们看到以前的信徒啊，很喜欢祷告，很重视祷告。
We know that the saints of yore, of yesteryear, emphasized prayer.
在祷告当中去传福音、做见证、神迹奇事，非常显明。
Through prayer, they went and preached the gospel, and miracle wonders accompanied them.
这个是我这个祭坛，我们一定要重建。
This is something that we need to pursue today.
感谢神呢，我们美国教会从神训班的青年的神训班以及我们成人的神训班呢，从这一方面再加强，特别加强。这个现在我看是，除了大陆以外了，我们的教会啊，我们是最重视的。And
we thank God that in America. NYTS and NATS emphasizes prayer, and that probably outside of mainland China, the churches in the United States are pretty much the most fervent.
大陆的教会我去看的就是，哦，就是祷告。
In prayer.
祷告到我都会很害怕。
And sometimes I see them praying so much, it brings fear into my heart.
真的，一天祷告下来很累。 Because
it's very tiring to pray.
因为人那么多，他们要求要按手，哇，不得了。Especially
if there's so many members, they all want the laying of hands. It's very tiring.
那我们一天走好几个教会，哇，真的不得了。And
then we may go to many different churches in one day.
那我已经有点习惯了。But
I'm getting used to it.
有一位同工啊，第一次跟我去。
There was a coworker who went with me.
哇，他受不了，他怎么会这样？
He almost couldn't handle it.
我说这个是我们真教会的特色。He
said, "This is the unique characteristic of the true church."
明天你手就举不起来了。Tomorrow,
your arms are going to be so sore you can't lift them up.
感谢神。But
thank God.
这个就是靠这个祷告复兴起来。This
is how prayer builds up the church.
所以我们从这里看得到。
We can see this from this chapter.
感谢神，今天我们美国教会要让这个圣工兴旺起来，从这个祭坛呢建立起来，一定会看到神的作为。
Today, if the churches in the United States can emphasize prayer, then we will see the work of God come to fruition.
好，那再看第七节。
Let's turn to verse 7.
这个第七节，他们去预备材料。
They started preparing material goods.
他们要花钱呢，去预备材料。
And they needed to give money.
从推罗那边，黎巴嫩那边运木材来。
And they would get wood from Lebanon to Joppa.
这些都是按照古列王所允准的。
This was all authorized by the king of Persia, Cyrus.
所以在开工序列，这个预备的材料预备要。
So they needed to prepare these material goods.
主耶稣也说，你要盖房子，你现在要坐下来预算好了，能不能完成，准备的够不够，一切的东西有没有齐全。And
even Jesus asked, "Is everything prepared?"
不要一下说，动工了，以后一半又不能完成，就 被人讥笑。
You don't want to start a piece of work and not have enough material or resources to finish it.
你要出去作战，你要算一算，有没有把握。
If you're going to start out on to accomplish a task, make sure you can finish it.
这个都是预备的功夫。
This is preparation.
主耶稣要来之前，神就差约翰说：“你去预备，为我的儿子预备。”
And that's why God sent John the Baptist to prepare the way for Jesus to come.
预备的好了，时候到了，主耶稣就出来。
And once the preparations have been completed, then Jesus started his ministry.
神要做工都是要预备的。
Likewise, when we want to do God's work, we need to prepare.
那我们也是一样。
We need to prepare ourselves.
所以几年前就开始做预备的工作。
So,
要材料啊，预备材料。
A few years before the work started, they needed to prepare materials.
这个就是在预备材料啊。
This is preparing materials right today.
所以预备好了，就要开工了。
So if you prepare yourselves today, then you need to start working.
所以既然今天我们到这里来，就是神所预备的材料。
Today, here at NATS, we are preparing materials for God.
好，那么预备好了就开工。
So once we're prepared, then we can start working.
那接下来我们看第八节第二段。
Now let's read on in verse 8.
第二段就是开工了。
Now, verse 8, they started their work.
要把重建这个把圣殿的这个根基啊。先立起来。
To set the foundations for the church.
那开工的第一个就立奠基，一定要把基础弄好。
The first thing they needed to do was to set the foundation.
很重视这个立奠基的工作。
Setting a foundation is very important.
所以你看，他只有记这个立奠基，其他就省略掉了。
So we can see that at the end there's just a foundation. Everything else is gone.
保罗也说，我是聪明的工头。立这个根基的。
I am, even Paul writes, I am the architect who sets the foundation.
这个基础啊，就是最重要。
This is the most important.
所以我们知道神很重视就是这个根基。
So we know that God emphasizes the foundation.
今天我们在信仰上更要重视这个根基。
Today we must stress the importance of a strong foundation.
所以对初信徒的根基啊，都建立啊，一定要重视，这个最重要。
And we need to emphasize developing a strong foundation of faith for new believers.
说好的开始就成功了一半，这个是对的。
A good start, is 50% of the work.
如果没有好的开始，以后啊，你再花再多几倍的功夫啊，都没有办法弄好。
If you don't have a good start, then all the effort afterwards can mean.For nothing.
所以我在牧养教会啊，我重视第一个就是初信徒的造就。
And so one of the things I emphasize when I pastor a church is that the new believers must be strengthened.
一定要把这个根基先弄好，以后我就轻松了。
If they can develop good foundation, then things will be easy afterwards.
那根基要怎么弄好？
How to develop a good foundation?
好像一个孩子生下来。
It's just like a newborn child.
要做什么？
What do you have to do?
一定要先打预防针。
First, you must give him his vaccinations.
因为他没有抵抗力。
Because they have no immune system.
所以新信徒，我一定要先打预防针。
So for new members, new believers, I give them a vaccination.
要打三次，三针。
Three of them, booster shots.
可以的，这样可以，有抵抗力啊。
After that, they have an immune system.
大概我们孩子都打三种预防针。
Most kids have three different shots.
所以我也想，我们的这个信徒啊，初信徒也要打预防针。
And so the believers must also have vaccinations.
所以初信徒我都会召集他们来。
So I invite the new believers to come.
那怎么打预防针？
How do you vaccinate them?
因为这个教会里面也是有带菌的，我身体里面都会有带菌，这个空气中也是会有菌。
We know that there are germs all over the world.
教会不是完全的。
The church is not a perfect place.
完全圣洁，没有无菌室啊，不是啊，是在世界。
The church has germs in it too, because we live in this world.
每个人身上多少会感染一些的。
You and each and every one of us carries germs on our body.
他听到的是完美的教会啊。
But what they hear and see is the perfect and beautiful church.
所有的信徒都是圣人呢。
And all the members of the church are saints.
这是慕道者心里所想的。
That's the concept that new believers have.
哦，慕道者了，哦，大家都扎乌达，哦，都那么有爱心，爱心一百分。
And truth seekers especially, they come to our church and everyone caters to them and tries to show them love.
啊，听到的话，哎呀，你平安啊，你有福气，哇，哎，一百分。
They hear about peace and love and give you 100.
看到每个人对他都是笑嘻嘻的，哎，也一百分。
Everyone smiles and greets them, gives them 100.
好了，这受洗以后啊，
but
就会增加八十六十五十的，哎，怎么会？他失望了。
After they get baptized, they find out that not everyone has a perfect 100, that they're 80, 60, 50.
哇，道理讲得那么好，实际上骗人的。
While the message from the sermons are so good, but then look how people truly behave.
明白，中毒了。
And so they fall away.
很麻烦啊，要消毒，要解毒。
There's a lot of germs in the church, and we got to kill all the germs.
我一次完成。打预防针就好了。
So I tried to immunize them against the germs.
我说你现在我要让你认识教会是怎么样，哎，教会。
And so I introduced them to the true nature of a church.
尤其要告诉他哥林多教会带进。
I showed them the church in Corinthians.
你不要以为都是腓立比啊，有哥林多啊。
Don't assume that all churches are like Philippi. Some are like Corinth.
所以。预防针打下去。
And so I give them the vaccination.
当你听到这些话，看到这种事情的时候，你要怎么去处理
？And so after you see this type of thing arising, how do you go and try to solve things?
第一个，你要感谢主。
We thank God.
哎呀，主耶稣跟我同在。
Thank God, God is with us.
不受这个影响。
We will not be influenced by these germs.
第二
，Secondly，
为他祷告。
Pray for them.
就看他的软弱，主耶稣说，我们看到人软弱，要为他祷告。
Jesus encourages us to pray for the weak.
初信徒至少 要这两种，他会，哎，不受影响，还要为他祷告，哇，感谢神。
So for new believers, we need to immunize them, and then also pray for them.
这个根基啊就稳固。
And then we will have established their foundation.
以后他的成长呢就很快。
And later their growth will develop very quickly.
那看到我们。生孩子看到孩子棒棒大棒棒大都不会生病哇这个快乐养孩子快乐
and just like when you see a new baby it grows and grows 20 pounds 30 pounds and they're free of any sicknesses then you're very happy
爱慕纯净的灵奶渐渐长大以致得救
they keep drinking milk and then they grow up and are saved
所以根基要弄好
this all depends on a firm foundation
这个是建立教会很重要的
This is an important concept to building the church.
好，接下来啊，我们看这个当时他们怎么立根基。
And let's see how they built their foundation of the temple.
首先呢，就是找利未人来做督工。
First thing is that the Levites came together to start the work.
这个利未人呢，他们是在殿圣殿里头啊，就是殿外的啊这些工作是他们在。
Levites served in the temple of God for all the things to do with the periphery and surroundings.
所以对整个圣殿的这个结构啊，他们是最清楚的。
So they were most familiar with how a temple should be set up.
所以他们来做督工。
And so they started the work.
对教会，对各方面，就最了解的人才能做督工。
And likewise today, those who are most familiar with the inner workings of the church,
保罗，保罗在教会里面呢，就选这个这种人来做督工。
Must start the work, and that's how Paul selected the people in the apostolic church to do the work.
我们看，使徒行传二十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 20.
这个督工的很重要。
Acts chapter 20.
看使徒行传二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
28节 Verse 28 Acts chapter 20 verse 28
Keep Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood.
保罗传福音建立教会，一定在各教会啊，按例选立长老做监督。
Every church that Paul established, he appointed elders and overseers over the flock.
他这个要为全群谨慎。他很了解全体，每个人他都认识，他就知道，他都了解。
And these overseers and elders were responsible for knowing every single member and being ever vigilant on their account.
今天在教会里面要，现在由大家选没有关系的，大家选，但是你要看哪一个人是最了解每一个人，可以来做督工、做监督、来照顾牧羊这个啊。
In today's church, even though we elect council members and other workers, we must try to elect those who will be most concerned and vigilant for the good of all the members.
那这样的话，这工作就会做得好。
And in this fashion, the work of God will go smoothly.
绝对不是说，哎呀，谁比较，有这个专才啊，哦。
We shouldn't focus on whether this person has good financial resources.
不是，这个读工的要通才，不是专才，通才。
But it's more important that really the quality of the person rather than any physical attributes.
样样都懂，样样不精。
Everything he must be aware of.
这有什么好处？
What is good about that?
他可以把他的全班的工作做得很好。
He can do his job appropriately.
一旦精了，就专了，他就只有一部分，其他的他就忽略掉了。
You don't want him to just do a portion and then not do it.
这个是相关的。一旦精，你专了，你就没有办法普遍。一旦专走进这个。好像现在很多人专业啊，像医生啊，以前的医生什么都看，现在医生只有一科，其他你就不懂了。
You don't want to be just specialized in one area and not be able to do anything else.
其他你找别人，我不会。
You don't want to be just saying, that's not my concern or outside my realm.
你做监督的，样样懂，样样会，就可以。
To be the initiator and responsible person, you need to be able to take care of everything.
这个就督工。
This is starting
the work. 教会里面需要这样的督工。
We need this type of worker today in the church.
那这个工作一定没有问题。
And then the church work will go smoothly.
现在我看就最缺少这个。
This is probably what we lack the most.
我们希望啊，各教会都有督工这样的人。
We need this type of people in every single church.
那全群都可以得到好很好的照顾。
And then the whole congregation, the whole flock will be shepherded appropriately.
好，再看回来，第十节。
Let's turn back to
第三章第十节。
Ezra chapter 3, verse 10.
第十节说，匠人呢，立主殿根基的时候，祭司穿礼服吹号。亚撒的子孙利未人敲拔。按照以色列王大卫所定的例，多站着赞美神。
Verse 10, when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, the priests in their vestments and with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals, took their places to praise the Lord as prescribed by David, king of Israel.
这里看到匠人，这个匠人是立根基。
And we see that these people laid the foundations.
这个就是专才，这个就是专才。
This is materials.
他师傅啊，师傅啊。
They served.
你叫利未人去放，可能他石头他不会放，放不好。
You ask the Levites to go and actually put the blocks down and the bricks down, they may not know how to do that.
他说有匠人来立根基。
So there are construction workers.
但利未人看，看着不错，这样好，这样很对，就这个位置对。
But the Levites oversaw that work and saw how the foundation was being laid out.
所以这匠人就是专才。
So the builders were important piece of work.
他是师傅。
They served.
像保罗说，我是做师傅的。
Just like Paul says, I am the builder.
我是做传道的。
I am a preacher.
我是做使徒的。
I am an apostle.
我不是管饭食的。
I am not someone who takes care of food.
我们要专心以祷告传道为事，专才嘛。
But we need to pray and preach and be the builder.
今天呢，我们训练的栽培的传道很少，这些是专才啊，专才。
Today we have builders.
就在真理上，这个是这个根基，就是真理。
Building upon the foundation of the gospel and truth.
要把信仰这个根基立起来。
Trying to build up one's faith.
这个是很重要。
This is very important.
所以当这个匠人立根基的时候，
So when the builders built the foundation,
很多人配合了，
many people joined the work.
你看，祭司啊都站在那里，
All the priests were right there.
他们做什么？
What did they do?
很慎重，穿礼服啊。
They dressed appropriately in their vestments.
祭司穿礼服。
The priests dressed up in their priestly garments.
就是诗班啊。
The Levites.Were the choir.
诗班也是穿礼服啊。
The choir dressed in their choir garbs.
唱诗赞美神。
And they sang and praised God.
祭司吹号。
The priests blew their trumpets.
这个是今天呢，不是说哎呀大家传道工作，其他的人呢就站在旁边看，不是的。
So today when things go on in the church, we shouldn't just stand by and see the pastors and trying to do the work.
全体大家都要配合的。
But rather, every single member of the congregation needs to join in.
今天我们要把信仰的根基建立起来。
We need to build the foundation of faith.
这一些祭司跟利未人呢，他们就是代表全民的服侍神的人。
These priests, these Levites represent the whole body of Christ.
就是今天教会里的事工的阵容。
And that's today, meaning all the members of the church.
所以传道的工作啊，它就是这样子，要所有事工人能一起来配合的时候，这工作会做得很好。
So a pastor is trying to get all the members of the church to work together, and the work will go successfully.
所以我在教会牧养的时候，我很重视这些祭司跟利未人，一定要把它召集起来。
And so when I pastor a church, I try to get all the priests and Levites together.
哎，祭司要穿礼服。
Priests, you got to put on your priestly garments.
要装备的，我们都要装备的。
Those who do other things, do the other things.
所以今天我们召集大家来，就是装备穿礼服来，按各尽其职来配合宣道的工作。
Put on your priestly garments. Get your things together. Come and serve the Lord.
那这种果效很大。
And then this will be very successful.
好，我们看看这带动出来的哦是怎么样的力量。
And we can see how much strength they had when they united together.
这个十一节说，他们彼此唱和赞美称谢神。
In verse 11 says, with praise and thanksgiving they sang to the Lord.
哦，当他们赞美主的时候
，And when they did this,
众民大声呼喊
，They shouted out.With praise.
这个就是带动出来的力量。
This is the power that comes from assembling
together. 整个教会就动起来。
And the whole church moved.
所以传道为中心，在带领哦所有的负责人这些施工人员，大家能够哦同心合一的。
So if the ministers and all the council members and the workers can get together in one mind,
各尽其职动起来。
And they can move and unite as one.
整个教会就起来。
Then the whole church will be elevated.
大声欢呼。
And they'll raise a great shout of praise to the Lord.
神殿的根基立定了，这样。
Establishing the foundation of the church of God.
那这种欢呼，你看，第十二节那里说。
And from verse 12 on,
许多祭司利未人呐，看过以前的旧殿。
That some of the older priests and Levites who had seen the former temple,
哇，这些老人家，哦，忍不住了。
And these older people could not contain themselves.
又高兴啊，又会啊想起过去。
They were at the same time overjoyed, but at the same time sorrowful at thinking of the past.
这样的心情太复杂了。
Too much emotion to be contained.
怎么表达？
And how did they express themselves?
大哭啊,
they started weeping aloud.
哭嚎啊, 哭嚎，你们听过吗？不是哭泣哦，哭泣，哭泣，这个不算。
It's not a sobbing. We're not talking about just going.
哭嚎啊，哦，那个不得了，那个。
But rather, it's weeping aloud.
你看那老人家哭嚎，你看那个很感动人的。
Have you ever seen an old person weeping aloud? That is very touching and moving.
年轻人啊，欢呼。
But on the other hand, the younger people shouted for joy.
这两种声音啊，不相上下。
These two types of sound combined together.
因为哭嚎的声音，虽然老人家声音很大的。
Even though these people were older who were crying, they had a loud voice.
年轻人欢呼的声音也是很大的。
And the younger people, they shouted for joy with a loud voice.
这两个大的声音结合起来。
Combine the two together.
哇，那就不得了了。
And that's a loud noise.
十三节啊。
In verse 13.
说百姓都没有办法分辨到底是什么声音呢。
The people made so much noise that no one could distinguish the sound.
那是什么声音？
What kind of sound is this?
那是什么声音？
What kind of sound is this?
神的声音。
This is the sound of God.
不是人的声音，不知道。
Because it's not a human voice.
所以这个声音就打到很远的地方去了。
And so this godly voice went a great distance.
今天教会要把福音传到远处。
Today we want to preach the gospel to all the world. We need to shout out with this voice. The older people, the younger people together creating a great sound. Becoming the sound of God. The sound of Jesus. Jesus says, My sheep hear my voice. I will bring them to me.So today, if we can bring the sound to all the nations, then the sheep of Jesus will come. Preaching the gospel.
就靠这个。
This is what it depends on.
我们休息一下。
We take a break.
同学们，
Let's bow our heads in silent prayer.